right? Inflation is real and cost of living goes up as populations grow. But there's still, I mean, there's still a lot of relatively affordable areas. I mean, one thing, Carrie, that we try to do is in our new construction, single family and multifamily, we try to be below the median house price point.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Hey, we're getting right at the end of February here, only two more days to go since this is a leap year. And if you don't understand the concept of leap year, well, I can explain it to you. You just have to send me an email, kl@carrielutz.com. Right now, Zach LeMaster is with us. And, well, Zach, your concept here, you've been doing it for a decade, rent2retirement.com. So how does this work exactly?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Carrie. So Rent to Retirement is the nation's largest turnkey investment company and turnkey provider. Essentially, what we do is we identify the best investment markets across the country based on a whole plethora of criteria, such as, you know, areas that have population and economic growth. We want to be in areas that have landlord-friendly legislation, low taxes. As you and I were talking, all the things, you know, Florida is one of our best markets. Obviously, you're familiar with Florida. We want to be in areas where people can make a good investment, have positive cash flow, appreciation, all the good things. But what we do specifically is we identify markets throughout the country where there's investment opportunity, and we build our local teams and systems in those areas to offer a turnkey investment products, turnkey real estate products to our end investors. So this means that we are building new construction houses and sometimes rehabbing them, leasing and managing them for our investors to help them buy a portfolio and build a portfolio in attractive markets throughout the country. So regardless of where they live or where they're currently investing or wanting to invest, they get immediate access to the best deals across the country where we are handling everything for them. They're not having to handle property management, et cetera, while they can passively grow their real estate portfolio in the best markets.
Okay, so I take it you're not investing or selling anything in New York, right?
Well, some of our coastal, some of our coastal states could be an attractive place to live for one reason or another, but not a super attractive investment market. We have a lot of people that live in New York, California, you know, the coastal areas that invest with us simply because their local real estate doesn't make sense, right? Or it's too expensive. So,
okay. For a number of other reasons, like the supermarkets might run out of food shortly. The truckers have their way, but hey, we don't talk about politics, but we do talk about investment, factors in what would make you want to invest one place and not another, and the rule of law being under attack and investors being singled out. You know, governments need money and they look at people who have money as a immediate source of funds through excessive taxation, regulation, etc. So, what's your favorite market these days?
Man, favorite market. I think for me, it would vary. I mean, each person has a different market. We try to match the investor with the right market that is congruent with their goals, right? So what I say may not be the absolute best case for each individual investor. But I certainly like the Southeast in particular. We work heavily in Florida. Florida is probably, I mean, our top market where we're doing a lot of new construction. Specifically speaking, we focus in Southwest Florida and also submarkets around Orlando. To be even more specific, Polk County outside of Orlando is one of our best markets where, you know, Orlando is very expensive, very regulated. And sometimes it's hard to make the numbers work. We work in a lot of times these what we call secondary markets where, for example, in Polk County, you're accessible to Orlando within 20, 30 miles, but the home prices are a fraction of the cost of what it would be in Orlando, but rents are still relatively high. So all that being said, there's a lot of opportunity there because you can still have positive cash flow. You have affordable houses. People are moving to these areas simply for affordability. And we work across the country in markets just like that. But
hey, so Florida, I happen to live here. You know, when I got here 12 years ago, compared to New York, it was very cheap. It's not so cheap anymore, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative, right? Inflation is real and cost of living goes up as populations grow. But there's still a lot of relatively affordable areas. I mean, one thing, Carrie, that we try to do is in our new construction, single family and multifamily, we try to be below the median house price point for that geographic area and nationally. The national median house price point is $408,000 right now. So we try to build in that 250 to 350 range. Where you can get a nice four-bedroom house that would rent out at, you know, whatever, $2,800 to $3,200 a month in rent to allow you to still actually cash flow on that house and be positioned for growth, both in rents and home prices over time. So those are the areas that we look for.
Okay. So what kind of returns can you get on these properties?
Depends what your financing looks like. I would say the vast majority of our investors are buying with a conventional 20% down. Or 25% down loan, where they can probably expect anywhere from an 8 to 12% cash on cash return. That's not factoring in all the other benefits of real estate, such as appreciation, debt reduction, tax benefits, et cetera. I mean, that's on average. We do have some unique creative financing options. For example, we have a investor loan product where someone can buy up to 5 investment properties with as little as 5% down. That's not a conventional loan. It's a portfolio loan structure specifically for investment properties. And when you do creative things like that, I mean, less money you put down on investment, the higher your ROI is. So we do have some unique things where people can get into the, you know, 20 or 30% potentially, but it all depends on what your goals and strategy is.
Okay. So what is your typical investor?
I would say the people that are attracted to turnkey investing, I mean, when you think about turnkey, you're basically buying a real estate deal. You're 100% the owner of it. So we're not like pooling capital or raising capital to go out and do our own projects and keeping part of the equity. Like, you're 100% of the owner of the property. We're just handling everything for you. So it could be a hands-off investment. I think that really caters to and attracts to investors that are, you know, they're high-paid professionals. They have disposable capital they want to invest. They don't want to be full-time real estate investors or property managers. This is a way for them to easily access deals. If you're a brand new real estate investor and you need some assistance on, you know, and starting to learn how to invest in real estate where you don't have to make the common pitfalls and mistakes that many people do when they start, it's a great way to start investing in real estate. And we also have a lot of people that just simply, as we talked about before, live in expensive markets. This is an easy way for them to scale and diversify into other markets where maybe there's better opportunity. I mean, that's really what it's about. We hear about location, 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 right? And investing in real estate. But I mean, our goal, our mission statement at Rent to Retirement is to make the best deals across the country accessible to everyone and handle everything for them to be a passive investment.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense. Passive, but problems happen. You have bad tenants, unexpected repairs. How do you handle that?
Yeah, so this is still real estate, right? I mean, you're still housing people. No investment comes without risk. And I use the term passive loosely because I personally feel there is no such thing as fully passive income. You always need to be at least managing your money and being conscious of how you're investing and how your investments are performing. But I mean, real estate, things come up, right? Yeah, it's a numbers game. You have enough properties, you have tenant issues, you have repairs. The thing is about having systems in place where things can be handled for you, having management in place to do those repairs when you need to deal with the tenant issues. It's all part of real estate and those things happen, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be the person dealing with that, right? So that's just, it's a big part of what we do is educating people. If you're a brand new investor, if you're a brand new investor out of state looking at some of these markets, there's a lot of stuff to know. It can seem daunting, but as long as there's systems and processes in place where we have an established team in that area, you can tap into that immediate team and, you know, I think have a higher propensity for success and potentially doing it on your own.
Okay. So what does it take to get started in one of these deals?
If you're interested, I mean, first thing to do is set up a consultation with our team. We have an excellent team of investment strategists that are here to solely learn about your goals and strategy and then help give you guidance on what are the right markets that fit your goals? How do we help you accomplish anything that you need to? What are the best financing options available to you? So the first step is to set up a consultation with our team. You can visit our website to do that and learn more about us. That's renttoretirement.com, renttoretirement.com. If you're listening to this in the car, you can text REI to 33777 and get set up with our team. But the first thing we want to do is have a consultation with you, learn about your goals and strategy, give you some action steps on things you need to do to get set up, and then ultimately identify a property in a market that fit your goals and invest in that property, right? This is a normal real estate transaction. You can use whatever financing you want. We have many creative financing options for you and some of the best lenders across the country that you get immediate access to. You put the property under contract, you go through normal due diligence, just like you would with any property you buy, appraisals, inspections, your title work. You know, that process usually takes about a month, and then you close on the property and we get you set up with property management to basically facilitate the management long-term and to understand what owning real estate long-term looks like.
All right. Very interesting. Well, Zach, appreciate you coming on the show. And real estate has been doing quite well in spite of the weak economy at large. So that's something you always got to think about, right? And hey, got any questions, comments for myself or for Zach, just give us a call, drop us an email, I should say, kl@kerrylutz.com. Make sure you go to the site. You get the link right to Zach's site, and you can sign up for a free newsletter, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Zach, thanks so much for stopping by. Been a pleasure.
Thank you, Kerry.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.